Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Halloween can be a fun and scary time, Andrea. I think the scariest thing for me is the scary seven. When you have Halloween, the scary seven are everywhere. Andrea, since you branded that, tell us a little bit about the scary seven before we bring in our awesome guest.
Absolutely. I mean, the scary seven is about the seven worst ingredients that we found through our research when we were writing on Junk Your Junk Food and Label Lessons that are found in packaged foods and especially in our Halloween treats. So for me, it's all about avoiding the scary seven. We can have a happy and healthy Halloween. We just need to know what ingredients to look for on the label.
Exactly. Well, we've got Dr. Lori. She's the best-selling author of Fire Up Your Fat Burn. She's back. Hi, Dr. Lori.
Hello. How are you both?
We're good. It's so good to have you on the show. Dr. Lori, let's talk about this because yeah, it's so nice. These, the scary seven, you know, my daughter and I, she's nine, and we get in these arguments where I say, just give me the artificial and I'll go to Whole Foods or I'll go to candystore.com or other natural candy store or other places and get you substitutes. And she'll do that for a certain amount, but there's certain candies that she loves. What do you recommend to parents? And also, how do you want, you know, if you're trying to watch your figure yourself or just don't want to be eating a bunch of crap, how do you manage that as well?
Pardon my French. So the thing what you want to do is you want to make sure that they have some, okay? They have, you know, you just can't say, no, you can't have any candy, although some parents do go that path. And that's the ideal path, but that doesn't really work out very well for most families. So you let them have candy, and what you do is you let them choose which candies. Make piles. Make two piles. I like this pile I want to keep and this pile I don't want to keep. And then what you do and what my mother used to do is we would take that other pile that we didn't like to, she would donate it to the hospital, for example, or some organization. And, you know, it's tempting when you're surrounded by all of this candy, whether you're at home or at work. So it's really important to make sure that you're prepared, just like you would be, for example, going into battle. You want to make sure that you're prepared.
All right. Talk to us about some of those ways to be prepared.
All right. Well, first of all, what you want to do is make sure you're nutritionally prepared, right? So you want to make sure that you're balancing your blood sugar. And I recommend this always to people who, during the holidays, for example, before you go to a party, make sure that you have a good portion of protein in your system before you leave the party, about 30 minutes before you get there. Make sure it's protein because protein is very satiating. There's it affects hormones within your small intestine that travel up the vagus nerve to your brain that say, I'm satisfied, and that's key. Another nutrient you can add is a healthy fat, such as, say, avocado before you go. So a protein, such as low-fat cheese, string cheese, and, say, a little bit of avocado before you go will let you sail through a party, or it'll let you sail through the sugar rush that is surrounding you, like on Halloween.
That's a great tip because we also know that protein, I always tell people to have protein within an hour of waking because it does help. It helps to prepare our brains for the day, but it also helps to balance that blood sugar so that we're not reaching for all these, you know, we're not craving all this sugar throughout the day. So I think it's an amazing tip.
Right. That's excellent. Yeah. And then you want to prepare yourself by getting rid of a lot of the candy. You know, if it's out of sight, you're not going to be tempted. I tell my clients, when you go to the grocery store, whatever you buy, assume it's going to go into your mouth. Just make that assumption.
Yeah.
You know, de facto. And so if you go to the office, you know, a lot of parents say, okay, I'll bring my candy to the office and let my office mate eat it. So you're struggling with this clear glass bowl of candy near your desk. And so what you want to do, again, nutritionally fortify yourself, and then ask that the bowl be put somewhere where you can't get to it easily. If you can get to it easily, you're in serious trouble. And that goes for at home. the candy that the kids have at home, make sure it's put away in a place where everybody gets a piece a day for a few days, for say a week, and then you're good to go. Because you don't want, obviously, the low-level inflammation that sugar creates. And I can go on. We could do a whole show about that. But just note that sugar is the number one inflammatory food, if you will.
You know, absolutely. And I think, what about for those, though? I mean, I know Halloween especially is one of those holidays that we're going to indulge a little bit, and we're going to have some candy, and we're going to, you know, we're going to treat ourselves, especially when we're with our kids. We know our kids are going to indulge, and, you know, we might sneak a treat or two. So what are some good tips that we can help, you know, give out to people in terms of helping them make better choices? Because there are better options, even though they may not all be healthy, but there are healthier options that we can go for. So what would be some of those?
Well, I would say that if you haven't bought your candy yet, then buy candy you don't love. Because if you buy candy you really don't like, you'll be less tempted to eat it, right? And if you love the candy, like, you know, most people buy candy they love for Halloween, get the candy you don't love, okay? And then, like I said before, out of sight, out of mind. Make sure that, you know, keep it away from you. Make sure that you're not around it a lot. One thing I like to tell people to do is, if you want to replace the candy, which I suggest, replace it with things that are sweet in nature, like fruit, like grapes, for example. They're small and you can pop them in your mouth. Or if you've seen the pomegranate seeds, for example, they're nice and
juicy.
Those
are the best.
Little. Right, and super good for you. And they tend to satisfy you because they're high in fiber and it's got the very sweet crunchiness to them. And then...
Yeah, I love pomegranate seeds. I do. You know, another thing,
too,
is sometimes I'll trade the candy for a toy that my daughter's been wanting.
Oh, that's a great tip.
Andrea, have you
ever
done that?
It's a great idea. I have. You know what? It's a great idea. Yeah. Dr. Lori, what do you have to say about that?
I love that. You know, make it rewarding for the child and give them, empower them, let them choose. And, of course, letting them choose the toy is a great swap. I love that. And, you know, another thing to do is, if you're eating and you said, okay, you know, this is the one time of year I'm really going to eat candy, okay? Well, then count your wrappers. When you unwrap the candy, leave it on your desk. Because a lot of us tend to be mindless when we eat food. So, you know, it's kind of like sitting in front of the TV with a bag of chips. You don't realize you've eaten half the bag until, you know, you go, oh my gosh, what have I done? And that's mindless eating. So make sure that, you know, just leave the wrappers on the desk to remind you, okay, I've already had two pieces of candy. Do I want that third? Do I really, really want it? And, you know, and then I tell my clients to move your body. Because when you move your body, you increase the serotonin and dopamine, and those are your feel-good chemicals in the body that make you feel like, you know, they balance your blood sugar for the most part and make you feel like you've had something, you know, that you're feeling good. You don't need that sugar rush necessarily.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to do is to get up and walk around, too. When you're feeling like you want to go reach for another piece of candy, walk in the opposite direction of where the candy is.
That's a great tip.
Right, Andrea, wouldn't you say that's a good idea?
Oh, I think anything that's going to take us away and stop us from overindulging, I think, is a great idea. So,
right. You know, a lot of times... Oh, go ahead.
No, go. I mean, the truth is that at the end of the day, we're human and we're going to eat candy and we're going to indulge. And I think it's a matter of balance. And I think it's a matter of making healthy choices, which we at Naturally Savvy talk about all the time, healthier choices. And,
that's right.
You know, and at the end of the day, that's what it is. But Dr. Lori, thank you so much for being on our show today. We are out of time, but I know you'll be back again. So thanks for joining us. And until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.